You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray, back for another episode of The Startup. Thank you for sharing part of your Sunday with us. I want to jump right into it. I have some amazing guests lined up for you today. So we'll bring up Peter Pham. Is it Pham, Peter?
Yes, Pham, fam. All of it is good.
Welcome to The Startup. Thank you so much for making time.
No, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity here.
Great. Well, wonderful. Why don't you go ahead and just start off by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about your brand?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Peter Pham. I'm a practicing ophthalmologist out in the Houston area here, and I'm the CEO and founder of Zocular. So what Zocular is a really novel and unique company in the dry eye and skincare space, which uses a patented formulation with okra. Now, everyone thinks that here's the word okra, and all they can think about is, oh, we got to go to New Orleans and eat some gumbo. But
right? I love my gumbo. Being a Creole
right. woman, I love it too. But a lot of people don't realize that what we've actually done is we've taken a different approach to what's really out there in the dry eye care space and even the skincare space by using a concept of what we call sugars, complex sugars. And specifically, we're using the okra extract. So what we do is that we take fresh natural okra and we literally derive the activated version of it and put it into our formulation. So what we do is we take that fresh okra, we do our little special process, and then we bring it into this formulation where we activate the sugars or the polysaccharides in the okra extract there in order to effectuate this clinical response that people are seeing throughout the world, basically, because our products are now being used by dry eye specialists worldwide. And so we have now developed a number of applications for our, what we call Zocrex formulation. So Zocrex stands for Zocular Okra Complex, shortened for Zocrex.
Zocrex.
And so as you've had in your hand there, I think you have the Zocular elixir there.
Yes, so, everybody. It's a beautiful bottle, by the way. It's very sleek and clean looking, and the pump is very cool too.
Yes, so that's a once. So I have one here as well. So
this is my eyes.
Perfect. Yes. And so what makes our products work really well is the fact that from, you know, being an ophthalmologist and a chemist there, you know, it's important that not only does something work, right, but in order to have any practical value when you're treating a patient, right, you just can't say, oh, this drug or this treatment works, right? That's just really one aspect of getting someone to be better, right? Sure. You have to think about, well, does it cause any side effects, right? If you take a treatment or a product that causes a skin redness, burning, itching, and diarrhea, no one's going to take it even if it works, right? A lot of chemotherapeutic agents have this quality, unfortunately, but you know, you have to weigh the trade-off, obviously, right? And obviously the cost. If you take a prescription to the pharmacy or you want to buy a product, it ends up costing $100 or $500. Well, no one wants to spend that money most of the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then lastly, if something requires you to take it 5 times a day in order for it to work, like artificial tears, well, no one remembers to take anything more than once or twice a day.
Yeah.
So with all of our Zocular product, we're able to really solve all four of these fundamental practical puzzle pieces in order to get things to work, right? Whether it is helping with your wrinkles, with your acne, with your dry eye, in the sense that our products basically work in everyone. You're not going to have any horrible side effects, right? You're not going to have any cataracts, glaucoma, nausea, vomiting, any of these horrible itchiness, you know. And then it costs literally about $20, $25 a month for our products.
Great.
And you don't have to use it more than once or at most twice a day. So again, we're solving all four of these puzzle pieces for the whole world practically. And this is why we're seeing over and over again, there's a large uptake for our product and a great need, because we are able to satisfy this market need here.
very well done to address those issues all in one in one shot, so to speak. I'm very, very interested to hear, because, you know, people either, Oprah's one of those things where people either love it or hate it. And I really love Oprah in all forms. And it's funny, before we met on the phone, I was having some Oprah, and I found that it just, you know, it's just soothing, and it's good for you. Can you talk about the healing properties, and how did you just stumble upon that, or did you stumble upon it?
Yeah, so what transpired, what really made me form this company was actually more of a, I'm not sure, did I just go blur out here for some
you
reason?
You did. We're going to get that fixed. Let's go full screen on myself, and let me get you to get that fixed. While you're getting that fixed, I'll plug your brand. Peter's going to fix his screen, you guys, but this is his tubing, okay? And it's got this little pump here. This is the wrinkle, the Zocu filler. This is the fine lines and eye wrinkle filler, okay? It's a contour, a gel. And he's got these cool little totes that go along with it. You can put your groceries in it, put your okra in it. So really a multiple use for pain, dry eyes, wrinkles. And so if you don't like ingesting okra, perhaps you'll like it in a topical form to cure some of those issues. Let's see if we can get Peter back here and get him back on the chat. While he's working that out, I want to plug and say thank you to our sponsors, okay? We've got some great sponsors out there. Next Level Global Solutions, Iron Lace Jewelry, Michael Solberg Family Wines. We've got a couple new people on board that we'll be introducing as well. But I want to say thank you to everyone that is a part of the show. All right, there he is. We can see you clear.
Technology, I tell you.
I know.
Yeah, so as I was saying there, what really started this whole kind of experience for me and for everyone else who's involved with Zocular is the fact that I once had dry eyes myself. And, you know, being an ophthalmologist, I've had access to almost every dry eye treatment available.
Sure.
Right. And really at the time, and even now, you know, none of them really work well for me. Mm. And that's because dry eye, and like almost every other medical problem practically, involves some sort of inflammation, right? The inflammation is all this bad kind of biologic function that occurs when there's an injury, right? Or there's a disconnect between the balance of normal and abnormal, basically, right? It's homeostasis what we're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. So when there's that imbalance there, right, it tends to be keep coming out in balance. And so the key then is to try to recalibrate it so that it's kind of that yin and yang experience with the body there, so that the healing kind of response is kind of greater than the pro-inflammatory detrimental effect from all this cascade of mediators, right? We won't get into all the complex chemistry and biology of it, but suffice it to say that there's this yin and yang between good and bad happening in our body. And when it gets out of whack, we got to increase the good and decrease the bad in a simple sense there.
Yeah.
And so this is where this whole concept of sugars come into play, because in the US and most Western world here, no one has really looked into this critical role that sugars play in biology and biological science, in the sense that because of this chemical nature of sugars, it basically allows life to happen. Why? What do I mean by that? I mean that basically everything we touch and see is actually made out of sugar. And we really don't think about it, right? Because if it's a cotton shirt you're wearing, it's a sugar.
Wow. Yeah.
The grass that we walk on, that's a sugar. It's a cellulose sugar, right? Almost every bread that we eat, that's a sugar, right? And even like the crustacean, the shells of crawfish, lobsters, and crabs, that's actually sugar.
Wow.
So that's the sugar actually holds and provides that backbone literally to the hard shellfish. But then if you vary that chemical composition of the sugar, you can now make algae, which is super soft, right? Mm-hmm. You can just flip around your hand and it's like all wiggly, right? And best of all, it literally holds life together, because we all know that life is made from DNA, yes. Right? Our DNA forms almost every living organism, right? Whether we're talking about the bacteria, virus, or humans, right? Yeah. But DNA is held together by these two side rails, right? Mm-hmm. Those side rails are made up of what we call ribose, which is a sugar again. So literally sugars hold life together. Wow. And so this is this important concept that we're trying to activate here and bring it out into the marketplace. Because when you can do that, what you see is that it actually helps with the initial stages of any inflammatory process. And by that, I mean, if you really think about it, it's actually what we sense as pain, right? It's really the starting point for almost any type of harm that happens in our body. What do I mean by that? Mm-hmm. Well, whenever we have an injury, whether it's coming from a hot oven, like a thermal injury, mm-hmm. right? Or mechanical, cut with a knife, or we stay out in the California sun for too long, a shoulder injury, or those who are unfortunate have an autoimmune injury, yeah. from, let's say, rheumatoid arthritis, where the joints are hurting, you know, or psoriasis, or whatever type of autoimmune issues we're having, you know, pain is almost fundamental to that response or that activation. So that means that if you can reduce and help that along, you've now helped with reducing the initial starting point for almost any sort of, you know, yin yang, the bad part of it, right?
Right.
And then if you can help with that, the body actually is really good at helping itself because, you know, when it has to fight off two sides, evil, so to speak, yeah. right? It can't handle it. But if you take out one side, the body is really good at devoting its resources to fighting the other side.
Wow.
So that's what sugars really allow us to do, is that it's able to offload that second set of bad, right, mm-hmm. harm that the body is experiencing so that it can really help with homeostasis. Mm-hmm. And that's so on a practical level, especially with our dry eye products, you know, whether we talk about the Zaki Wipe, the Zaki Foam, or the Zaki Shield Gel, it basically is a delivery and therapeutic process at home that's very simple to use at once or twice a day, that literally within minutes is able to alter and fortify and optimize lid health within minutes.
Wow. This little guy can do all that.
Yes, that would do it. That's our anti-wrinkle. So that would do it in about a few weeks because it needs a remodeling job on the skin before the eyes. Is amazing. Within minutes, you get a transformative result in your dry eye symptoms, meaning you come in, you go to the store, you buy it, your eyes are feeling horrible. And with a dry eye doctor, we use this kind of questionnaire called the SPEED score, which assesses the severity and frequency of your dry eye symptoms. Right.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You know what? Because we'll have to have you back again, Peter, and tell us more about it.
Absolutely.
Peter's going to be joining us at some events really soon. Zocular, what a great name. Peter, how did you, real quick, we only have a couple more minutes. How did you come up with the name?
So I was driving down to the beach one day, and we already decided that we want to bring out Zocular to the world. And I told myself, we need a name for this company. And I, all of a sudden the word ocular came up, and I go, oh, what if I put a Z in front and it turned into Zocular? Then it'll be kind of really catchy and distinctive and easy to remember.
That's great. Ocular, Zocular. It's true. And it's, you kind of want to know what it's about. I love the color. I love the packaging. And I really love the origin story. You came from a place of solving so many things. And here's another way to look at okra. And to look at sugar. I mean, we don't have to be afraid of sugar so much anymore.
That's right.
Especially out here in California, everybody wants to be thin. So I really appreciate your time this Sunday. You guys, check out Zocular. Why don't you go ahead and plug your socials and where people can order the product?
Yes. So all you need to do is go to zocular.com, put Ocular and put a Z in front. Zocular with an AR. You can even put an ER. It will still redirect you to Zocular.
He's tried it, guys. Well, what a pleasure. I'm excited to see what else you're going to come out with for, you know, for the next rollout. I'm sure your brain's going. And thank you for doing this and having so much passion and putting quality in this brand. I love it. I've been trying it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, see you soon, Peter.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That's Peter Pham from Zocular.com, you guys. Check it out. I've been using it for the last few weeks. And, you know, hey, I just had a birthday. I'm 46 now. So I'm, you know, aware of the skin. So there you go. All right, guys, we're going to roll right into our next guest, Dr. Eric Weiss. Hello. And Christine Weiss. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Awesome.
We are excellent.
Wonderful. Welcome to the startup. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us about what you're up to?
My name is Eric Weiss. I'm a physician and surgeon. I'm a plastic surgeon by training. My wife graduated with a degree in chemistry and nutrition and dietitian, nutritionist, and really helps solve some of our battles with our son. You know, I think any business kind of starts with either a problem that has been solved or needs to be solved, or a service that you think you can offer better than most. Mm-hmm. We're helping out kids with autism is what we do. And most people don't realize that autism has been found to be an inflammatory disease. Mm-hmm. There were autopsy studies done on kids with autism, mm-hmm. and their brains have inflammation in them in certain areas. And at the same time this was found out, they also found out that there are certain cells in umbilical cord blood, in umbilical cord tissue, that can turn off the neuroinflammation and turn on neural restoration. And so it's very new science. It is groundbreaking, to say the least. But we've decided to bring that potential therapy
to our practice.
To our practice and to the United States, because, you know, previously you had to go out of the country to get it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And yes, this is definitely, I think, who was it that brought this, you know, well, it's been around and I've been listening to a lot of people deal with this issue. So can you tell us a little bit about your journey with your son? How did you first come about finding out he had it? What did you do in the beginning? Maybe speak to that journey a little bit.
Right. Well, we found out our son has autism and we found out pretty early because we have an older child. So he's our second child. Mm-hmm. And we kind of based his steps on how, you know, our first child did, but thank God. And we found out probably 18, 17 months old. He wasn't speaking. He had awkward behavior. And back then, that was in 1995, the diagnosis for autism was not like it is right now. It was probably 1 in 1,500. And before that, it was 1 in 10,000. And today it's 1 in 35, 33.
Mm.
So there's so many more kids with autism. So back then it wasn't as prevalent. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there wasn't the internet. So I couldn't, you know, Google anything. So I, you know, basically picked up the phone and called a lot of physicians that we know and found places to go to do occupational therapy and physical therapy and speech therapy and all kind of therapies he did for years and years and years. And then, you know, he's probably 19 and I have a tech guy that works at our office and on all our computers. And he said, hey, you know, have you heard about this guy who's doing stem cells in Panama?
For autism.
And I was like, no. And I thought, you know, in my head, I thought, well, it's Panama. I'm not really going to bring my son there, but I really want to know about it.
Yeah.
And, then I got a email from him with a podcast like you.
Okay.
Found out with this guy, Neil Reardon, on the podcast talking about stem cells. And I went, oh my God, this is something that, you know, my son does need. And then I'm kind of the researcher, and then I hand it off to my husband, and he validates everything through, you know, a lot of medical libraries that we look up things. And he actually called, you know, the...
Well, I think at the same time, a landmark paper came out of Duke Medical School.
Okay.
And it was the first kind of study where they took, you know, kids with autism, gave them umbilical cord blood, and just waited to see what happened. And the majority of the kids got significantly better. You know, by MRIs, they had more connections in their brains. Kids started to speak better. Their EEGs got better. Their socialization got better. So all this happened kind of at the same time. And so I went to Duke, and I knew, you know, of the people that did the study. So I called and I just said, you know, what's up? And they said, we've seen some amazing things. You know, I kind of asked and said, you know, would you treat my son? And they said, well, he's too old. We're only doing, you know, pediatrics. And so then I called Panama because, you know, Neil Reardon's a real life, you know, doctor, researcher,
giant
in the field. Yeah. And so I called there just to kind of get their feeling. And they thought they, you know, they had seen some very positive stuff, but they were really treating kids 18 and under. And my kid was above 18. And then Chris found the name of a surgeon in Chicago, Thomas Loeb, who had a kind of a study for traumatic brain injuries in children. Okay. And we got our son in there. And it turned out that I did some of my training at University of California, San Francisco. Tom did some of his training at UCLA. But when we got on the phone, we knew people in common with, you know, professors that we knew. And so really he said, you know, bring them on up and let's see. And so we did it. And he had a, you know, tremendous response, you know, different kid.
Life changing.
Really. Yeah.
It was miraculous. I mean,
really night and day. I mean, how long did it take for the treatment to kick in?
It's just a simple IV. You know, I thought, you know, they were going to, you know, I don't know what I thought.
It's a little anticlimactic, you know, because you build up all your hopes and dreams. And somebody walks in and starts an IV. And
they put them in a bag, and then you just sit there until the bag's empty, and then they go by, and you're like,
okay.
That's it? Yeah.
And so literally we saw stuff, you know, the next day that was a little different. But by a month, we knew he was changed.
Wow.
And it continued to get better. And the Duke study showed that the kids improve up to 6 months, but they plateau. They never go back down. So it's literally a stair step up in their ability to deal with the outside world.
Wow.
And so we kind of stuck out as a sore thumb, you know, in the pediatric, you know, world because our kid was, you know, 6'2 and 200 some pounds. So, you know, we talked to Thomas Loeb, you know, I'm a physician surgeon. He's a physician surgeon. You know, why can't I do this? And he kind of told me how he got into it and showed me some things and we read and visited some labs, and then we did it, you know, for our son.
And then one day we were just laying in bed, and I said, "Do you know how hard our journey was, and how hard it is for the whole family? How can you meet your maker and know that you had this thing that helped our son, and you have the ability to help others?"
How can you
not do it? And he's like, because I have a day job.
I got a big mortgage. Yeah.
And I said, well, why don't we just cancel surgeries on Friday? And we just dedicate that day to doing kids with autism. You know, I feel like, you know, we're the first, and a lot of people can't bring their kids to Panama because some autistic kids can't travel.
They can't get on a plane.
They can't get on a plane.
Yeah.
But they can drive. And so I said, you know, I just feel very, you know, I feel like we should do this. This was something that was so, you know, I had to convince him, and, you know, it took a lot because we, you know,
happy wife, happy life. You know,
he's a wise man, that Dr. Walsh.
Right. So I figured we'd give it a try, and it's blossomed to now. I'm probably going to, or I am doing Wednesdays and Fridays. So it'll probably be something, you know, that I morph into, because there's such a need. It's
helped so many. We've probably seen 200 kids.
When did you start doing the Fridays, might I ask?
A couple of,
there was COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, so
we thought it was a really good idea, you know, and then
everything's got ready, and then, you know, COVID happened.
Right.
So I would say it was probably a year.
Right.
Okay. And there's been some, you know, regulatory changes in the product too. Umbilical cord blood used to be a transplant because it's living cells, but the FDA made it a drug. It's a lot of regulations. I don't even, you know, mind that because kind of the wording, a transplant is taking cells from one person or an organ, putting it in another, you know, and a kidney functions like a kidney and a heart is a heart and a liver is a liver.
Yeah.
But most people don't know this, that the stem cells from the umbilical cord are not new to medicine. They've been given for over 60 years or for about 60 years, over 58 years. So for about 60 years. So now
but for different.
Yeah. There's now 80 different diseases that are being treated with this product. And so the FDA is going, you know, this isn't acting like a transplant anymore. It's acting more like a drug. And there were some cases because it is biologic tissue that some labs released the product that was tested for hepatitis B and they still released it. And people got hepatitis B from the infusion. And so it took about a year for the regulatory people to kind of hash everything out. So probably for the last year and a half, we really kind of ramped things up.
So you've seen about 200, give or take, in about a year and a half. You could have done more if it wasn't for the once in 100 year event of a COVID outbreak.
Right.
And now you're going to add another day to your calendar to help. So if we're looking at the math, you'll probably be able to help another 200 or so in the next year and a half if you keep on
or the more
story. Yeah. Correct. Good thinking.
So so now let's, before we go forward, let's, for the viewer that's not quite so you know, they're not quite so versed in what exactly autism is. Some people confuse it with Asperger's, some people confuse it with retard. I don't know if that's the proper term, doctors, but, you know, give us the clinical definition of autism so we can get on the same page, please.
Okay. Autism is a behavioral disorder, you know, manifested by poor socialization, usually poor speech, and repetitive behaviors, whether it's spinning, hand clapping, flapping. Those are the kind of the primary three things that we see in autism. About 20% of those children will have what we call an intellectual disability with an IQ of less than 70, but the majority don't. The majority have normal intelligence, but just can't, you know, kind of, you know, interact with the world to show it. And the biggest problem is like Chris said before, is the incidence is going up exponentially, you know.
It's a spectrum, too. It's a spectrum from disorder. They make it, you know, from ADD to Asperger's. So that it's, autism has a, it's a spectrum, they call it disorder. So you have kids, you know, higher on the spectrum and lower on the spectrum. So that's really the term that they give, you know, these kids. And a lot of people think, you know, well, you know, is it because we're seeing more because it's being diagnosed more? Well, I personally disagree with that because I know when I was younger, I never knew anyone with autism, you know, and now, you know, I am in the community, but there's a lot of people with autism out there.
Plus, the diagnostic mechanisms really haven't changed in the last 15 years.
Okay.
And then every 2 years or 3 years, the CDC puts out the numbers and it's still going up, even though the diagnostic criteria really hasn't changed. So, you know, it's gone from one in 10,000, probably in the 70s, 80s, to now one in 35.
That'd be great.
Wow, that number is quite high. I remember Jenny McCarthy.
Thanks, Jenny.
Yeah, she's great. But she was talking about it and that journey with her son. And I think, you know, she was doing the best she could there. I know that some of her views were controversial for a lot of people.
Right.
We've gotten more information. We're in the information age. We've got more access. Like mm-hmm. you said, you don't have to go to the yellow pages now. You can Google and stream and not have to go to Panama. Where are you guys looking? Who is the most acute? I know that the spectrum, like you said, you mentioned on the low end is ADD. The higher end is Asperger's. And then somewhere in between is autism. Who would you like to help next? Who's a good candidate for your treatment today?
Well, that's very interesting because
that's a great question.
In most studies, only 60 to 75% of people benefit. And okay. So the question is, why don't they all benefit?
Yeah.
You know, and so these cells have been shown to decrease inflammation and actually make the brain grow more connections. So turn on what I like to call is neural restoration. And so since it is a spectrum disorder, there are people in there with genetic abnormalities, and people with genetic abnormalities may not have inflammation as the base. You know, they may be, you know, lacking an enzyme or something like that, but they're still, you know, lumped in because it's very similar. So that would be one thing. When Duke did a study, they did a phase two study. A phase two study is, does it really work? And when they put it with a bunch of kids, their study came up that it didn't work, that you know, some people benefited, some people didn't. Mm-hmm. But when they looked at intellectual disabilities, kids with IQs below 69 and below, mm-hmm. those are the people it didn't work on. But the people with IQs of 70 and above, the majority didn't get better. And so there might be a something about an intellectual disability. So that's one kind of red line I tell patients.
Or
maybe they just didn't get enough, or they needed a second dose.
Oh.
Because they were more affected.
Okay. Right. Like anything else, right?
They were more affected. So maybe they needed more cells. You know, we don't know because that was just... And the ones who were above did so much better because they needed as much as they got.
Right.
They had less of whatever they had.
Less, yeah.
Less inflammation or less need for more connections. But what most people don't know in a studies in the United States, a phase one study, is it safe? A phase two study, does it work? A phase three study is dosage and administration. In a phase four study, is this better than anything currently on the market? So we're still in the phase two, you know, dosage and administration really hasn't been even looked at much yet. Nor, you know, we talked to the people at Duke, you know, they have a list of all their non-responders and they haven't even gotten to them yet, you know, because this whole science broke in late 2019, followed by the pandemic, followed by some regulatory issues. So the next round of studies is just starting to come out.
Yeah.
And so we'll start to put everything together and try to help as many people as we can.
You know what? I love everything that you guys have done. And like you prefaced at the top of our segment, you know, true passion, true successful startups that go into full-blown businesses really do come from a need in the market or come from something you've been through, right? And I can feel from the screen that you guys are onto something so helpful. And I can think of a couple people right now that have been on the show, you know, advocating for autism and their sons and daughters. And I can think of a few people that could really benefit. And you're right. I mean, there's got to be a rhyme and reason to what have we done different in the last few decades that's made it go from 1 in 1,500 to 1 in 35, I think you said?
Yeah.
Something in our ecosystem has shifted.
What has? Nobody is willing to, you know, look at that.
Yeah.
That's, you know, we're over here as mothers trying to heal our children. We don't have the ability to go and say, you know, let me research why it happened.
Right.
We have a crisis over here with our child. So that's the most important thing that we are focusing on, not on. You know, I wish there were people out there who said, hey, let me check the environment. Let me check the foods. Let me check the, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
In fact, we wrote a book, you know, about the journey with our son and, you know, the middle three chapters. It's actually, I can say we wrote a book. My wife wrote a book. I wrote.
I'm sure
wrote,
you, doctor, you put a few things in there.
Wrote three chapters.
I wrote three chapters on stem cells. It biologically why they should help. Well, you know what? Why do we even think it would help? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good research into it. Most people don't know that there's animal models for autism, and so. Yeah, they have these little mice that have antisocial behavior. They stop talking, they start running on the wheel, or they start just grooming to the point where they don't even eat. But they've given these animals human umbilical cord blood or tissue, and then they reverse the autism type symptoms. So it takes an average of about 17 years from when something's discovered to it becomes mainstream, you know, medical practice.
Okay.
But this is something that we feel.
You can't wait 17 years.
Yeah, we
know that it's safe.
Yeah,
because it's
been around forever.
Been around for 58 years plus, okay. And we know that it's helping 70% of the people. I would take that chance on an IV.
Yeah. You know, you'd do anything for your child. You know, I mean, be honest. You guys, I think what you're doing is so important. How can the viewers and listeners support you? Find out more. Get your book. Why don't you plug all your socials, your website, your contact right now for the viewers and listeners here?
Well, I'm probably not the guy to do it, but the book is called Educating Marston. Marston's our son's name. It can be found on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Book A Million, whatever. But Educating Marston.
Website.
The website is www.NorthFloridaStemCells.com.
Say it again for us one more time, a little slower.
www.NorthFloridaStemCells.com. But I think if you Google, you know, Florida doctor autism treatment or something, I would come up just because I'm one of the few people doing this.
And so that's, you know, that's really a great location too. Listen, a few hours from here, if you're out of the country, you know, get to Florida, see Dr. Eric and Christine Weiss, reach out to them. How can people support if, hey, they want to throw a donation or they, you know, want to just volunteer their time to research? Are you guys open to that? Or?
Well, one of the reasons we did this is because it was very, very expensive for us to do it in Chicago. And not everybody has that kind of money. And we have a plastic surgery practice. So we try to do it on Fridays for just to cover our overhead.
Sure.
Because we know how much money you spend on a child with autism, you know, physical therapy. None of it's covered. So that, you know, we really don't, you know, do donations or anything because we're trying really hard to, you know, I really haven't set that kind of thing up. We just on our own, or, you know, he doesn't need this to make money. He just needs this to cover his, you know.
Yeah. Right,
and
that's what we discussed at the startup, right?
Right. The practice covers the everything. You know, it's not like I switch out my nurses. It's just a different patient walks through the front door, you know.
Okay.
But
we try to do it on Fridays because
it's easier to travel.
It's easy for the kids too. They're not coming into a practice or our other patients seeing this. So we have a dedicated day where they can come in and they don't have to feel uncomfortable. And
we tell all the parents, don't worry,
you know, we know what this is.
Everybody who works for me grew up with my son, and so, there's nothing here that's going to shock or make anybody mad. You know, because these kids do have, you know.
And we've had people travel from Africa, Vienna, France, England.
People drove from California because our kid couldn't get on a plane.
Right. I mean, it's crazy. And we don't advertise. You know, we just put we'll put your podcast on our website so that people can, you know, listen to you and us and explain it, you know, because we do have a day job and we're not really, you know.
But everybody who wants it will get it just because, you know, we'll make it happen.
Even more reasons to love you both. And, you know, I want to say thank you so much for making time on Sunday to share your passion project, to share your journey. And I would love to have you back as you get to that phase three clearance. I want to hear about that journey. I want to get your book in my hands. Shout out to Marsden. And I hope he's doing really well. And a big hug to you and lots of love.
He's got a girlfriend. He's driving a car. He has a job.
And he's tall, right? He's tall.
He's living on his own. I mean, he's far expectations. He's there. We're done.
Living proof, you guys. So if you're dealing with an autistic child, or you know someone that is, Dr. Eric and Christine Weiss might be the people you'd reach out to get some support and perhaps some treatment if your child is 70, scoring 70 on the IQ and above, but they can explore that with you and just check them out. Thank you again for being here, you guys, and a big hug from LA or Laguna to Florida.
Oh, we love Laguna.
Miami. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Be well.
Thank you so much.
You. All right. Beautiful. There's angels on earth, you guys. All right. Our next guest, I have Cassandra Guiwa. Guiwa? Did I say it right, Cassandra?
Kind of. It's Gutzva.
Oh my God. I was so off.
No worries. No. No.
Even better.
It's totally fine.
Even better. Welcome to the startup. Thank you for sharing part of your Sunday with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about what you're up to?
Yes. So again, I'm Cassandra Gutzva, and I'm the founder of Minerva Digital. And we specialize in providing search engine optimization, SEO services to midsize and enterprise companies. And we specifically focus on B2B clients and e-commerce clients. But I personally have been in the SEO space for, I want to say, 20 years now.
You don't look a day past 21, girlfriend. I mean, really.
It's the lights.
You've been using the Socular.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Well, you're welcome. And SEO is a beautiful term around here, and we can't live without it at the startup. So for those listeners and viewers who don't know what SEO is, maybe they're just starting their business in the digital information age, why don't you go full screen, Sam, and let Cassandra teach us about SEO.
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, search engine optimization, we help websites rank higher in Google. So not the paid advertisements, but the free search area. And what that means is we focus on four main areas. So if you're a startup or a business, you can help your website's visibility by improving these four main areas. It starts with content, then it moves on to technical, online authority, and then social. So with the content aspect, what that entails is really understanding what your search, what your target audience is searching for online. So what are those key phrases that they enter into Google, like black high heels, something like that. And what we would recommend is to understand what those terms are and then see where you can optimize your existing content so you can include those keywords into your content. Additionally, you would want to understand where those words that people are searching for online that you don't have content and where you need to create that content, write about it, and then optimize. And then technical. So technical, it's looking at the HTML code of your website to make sure that search engines can render your content accordingly. And if you're not technical, so if you're not a website developer, I would just recommend to get tools so they can do the audits for you, such as SEMrush, Ahrefs, Moz, many others can do that for you. So you can look at what they recommend. And then online authority, so that's third-party sites linking to you. And the higher quality of those sites can impact your visibility. So for example, landing publications or doing a co-author blog with LA Talk Radio, linking back to your website, that would help your website, or the Quran or Yahoo News, having an article published and linking back to your website, that helps your visibility. And then the fourth part is social media. So with that, the higher social engagement you have, the higher quality and quantity of it, that helps your website as well. So having those social media profile section linking to your website linking to them, publishing YouTube videos and optimizing the YouTube videos and linking back to your website. So that's essentially how you can improve your visibility with organic search.
Okay, so now I'm going to always play back Cassandra's clip of explaining SEO to my new clients so that they get it. Because you did that. You did the elevator pitch, girlfriend. You did that really well.
Well, thank you. Well, I mean, I have to explain it many times. So I guess I've done it many times before.
And, you know, it's true. I think the best way for me to describe it to someone who's in a different, you know, demographic, maybe they're a baby boomer or someone just reentering or shifting how they show up in their business space is like, say, you know, it's kind of like an old school yellow pages, but who decides, you know, who's at the top or in the front, right?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us today, Cassandra, about your business and what's your dream client for 2024 for Q1 and Q2, would you say, or just for the whole year? And how best do you see you could help them maybe? What do you do different?
Yeah. So, well, personally, when I started in search engine optimization, I actually started in general marketing. And it was really interesting that nobody really knew the right answers for SEO. So they had no one to go to. That is what got me interested. It was like a mystery. So I actually started in general marketing, moved on to SEO, and I found a lot of different agencies providing those services to those two companies. But I just saw that they weren't servicing them in the way that I would. I just saw a lot of opportunities to improve the service line and make sure that the clients get the most out of what they would pay an agency for. So that's kind of when I shifted into building our own agency. And it's been really fantastic. We have about 30 people on the team now.
Great.
So it's really great. And like I said, so we do specialize in providing services to e-commerce and B2B. So I would say that our goal client for 2024 would probably be a well-known brand on the e-commerce side or a B2B client specializing in cybersecurity. We have a lot of geeks over here that specialize in cybersecurity. So I would say that that would be a dream client.
I love geeks. Okay, that works. So B2B, for those who are just getting into business to business, or business to consumers, B2C, and the online e-commerce is great if you have an online store, if you're selling merch or products or services, and she can help you optimize your visibility. Why don't you go ahead and give us your socials and where people can reach out to you to become your dream client this year, Cassandra?
Sure. So you can find us on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Facebook, and it is Minerva Digital, so at Minerva Digital, and it's spelled M-E-N-E-R-V-A. And you can also find our website at MinervaDigital.com. So again, M-E-N-E-R-V-A-Digital.com.
I'm so excited. I can see the passion in what you do, and I bet getting that client to the next level is just a shot in the arm for you and your team. Congratulations on scaling to 30 plus employees. I think that that is a feat all on its own. And we've got to have you back. Let's have you back and see how we can best support your growth here on the startup.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Cassandra, say that last name again for me.
I know. It's Gutzva.
Gutzva. Cassandra Gutzva, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, guys. That's the show today. What a wealth of information. I learned a lot today. I don't know about you. I want to let you guys know that we're headed out to South Africa in the next 2 weeks for the Endemic Project, some B-roll, some interviews. If you're a brand in that area, I don't know if you guys are watching us in South Africa, but hopefully the word will hit the curb. If you know someone that's in South Africa or a brand. We'd love to link up with them if they have a story on how they weathered the pandemic from a business side. Again, we're not doing any political point of views in our film. It's all about the human interest and the, it's like a time capsule. So you can email me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. Thank you for being here, Sam. Thank you for keeping this little show on the air. Shout out to Sam and his team. And everyone that was on the show, guys, we're going to repost on Instagram and YouTube and hit that like button if you like. We'd like to grow this show and really get out here. We're entering our fifth year on the air. Again, thank you to our sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Next Level Global Solutions, Iron Lace Jewelry, and of course, Bacalera Studios, who is now doing our graphics this year. We have the Oscars event coming up on March 7th. Give us a shout. We'd love to have you. What We Start Up Today. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.